Lesson 66. The 66th lesson. The queue jumper.
第66课。插队者。那么这一课呢是一个很有意思的故事。So, it is a very interesting story. It is fun. I think you will be interested in the story. Now let's look and listen.
At a bus stop, the people are waiting for a bus. They are standing in line. In England, they call this line a queue. You must never jump the queue. If you jump the queue, other people will not be pleased.
So, it's good manners to wait in line. They are standing in line. 站队。那么站队的这个队呢，在英国把它叫 queue。Jump the queue 就是插队的意思。It's bad manners to jump the queue. If you jump the queue, other people will not please. Now let's learn the expressions.
Standing in line, queue, jump the queue, pleased.
Once again.
Stand in line, a queue.Jump the queue. A queue jumper. Pleased. Happy.
So pleased means happy. Now let's come to the story. The queue jumper. Look at the picture. Where is it? Where are the people waiting?
This is a doctor's waiting room in a hospital. The people are waiting for the doctor to come.
So we see, this is a doctor's waiting room in a hospital. 那么这是医院的大夫的候诊室。The people are waiting for the doctor to come. 人们正在等待医生来。那么他们等着干什么呢? See the doctor. 等着看病。
It was a cold spring morning in the city of Manchester, in England. The weather was very cold and many people were sick, so there were many patients in the doctor's waiting room. At the head of the queue was an old woman. She was a visitor. She didn't live in Manchester. She lived in the country. She was in the city to visit her daughter. She wanted to see the doctor because her knees hurt badly.
首先介绍了这个故事发生的时间 ,a cold spring morning, 和地点 ,in the city of Manchester, in England. Many people were sick. Why were so many people sick? Because the weather was very cold. There were many patients in the doctor's waiting room. So here patients means sick people. At the head of the queue, head, 头,在那个排的队的头，也就队的前面，第一个是一个老太太。She lived in the country. 她是农村来的。She wanted to see the doctor because her knees hurt badly. Because she had a pain on her knees.
If I get there early, I can see the doctor quickly, she thought.So she was first in the queue. She sat nearest to the doctor's door.
那这位老太太呢？她想，如果我早一点来呢，就可以早看病。于是她是第一个来的。So she was first in the queue. 所以她排在队的第一个。And she sat nearest to the doctor's door. 所以她坐的位置呢，就离那个大夫的门是 nearest, 是最近。请大家注意。She was first in the queue. We can also say, so she was the first in the queue. But she was first in the queue, that she was the number one in the queue. Near to 是在什么附近，离什么最近。She sat nearest to the doctor's door.
A man came into the waiting room and walked quietly to the doctor's door. The old woman thought he was a queue jumper. She stood up and took his arm. Slowly, she said, "Please stand in line. We were all here before you. You must wait for your turn. Do you understand?"
这个时候 a man came into the waiting room and walked quietly to the doctor's door. Quietly 是不慌不忙的，静静的，一声不作的。那么这个人进来了以后呢，就不出声的就往大夫的门那儿走过去了。The old woman thought he was a queue jumper. 那么老年妇人员想到可能这个人想要插队。The old woman thought the young man may wanted jump the queue. She stood up and took his arm. Slowly she said,Please stand in line. 请你站队。We were all here before you. Before you, 意思是在你之前我们就都来了。You must wait for your turn. 你必须等轮到你的时候你再进去。Do you understand? 你明不明白?
The man answered, No, madam, you don't understand. You're all after me.I'm the doctor.
The man answered, No, madam, you don't understand. 他反过来说，不，夫人，你不明白。You're all after me. 你们都应该是在我后面。I'm the doctor.
Everyone laughed at the woman's mistake.
So everyone laughed at the woman's mistake. 大家都笑了。Do you think the story interesting? Well, 那么从这个故事里面呢，我们大家要进一步掌握 queue, stand in line 等新的词语。
And we've reached the end of lesson 66.
第66课我们就辅导到这里。